talk, we're sharing the message about the gospel movement, God's Pride, this week until this Saturday. It's the Passion Week. That's what we call the Passion Week. Jesus actually solved all the fundamental problems that you and I can't really can solve. And Jesus actually called his disciples. And instead of him, he said that Holy Spirit will come. And when the gospel is declared to all over the world, and that's when that Jesus will come back, will come one more time. So till then, we really have to make sure that why Jesus had to die on the cross, and we really have to think about that many times, and then there gotta be the time that we really give thanksgiving to God. Today, Prophet Zechariah, so Jesus really died on the cross, and then with his blood and all the fundamental problem and the sin was really forgiven, and the peace of God will come. And Zechariah actually prophesied this kind of Christ. So really, just like this week's Passion Week meaning, 605 BC, 656, then by Babylon, first captive, second captive, and third captivity. And there was all this, the content of this captivity is really included, and King Cyrus was moved by the Spirit, and through him, Israelites actually could rebuild the temple. King Cyrus had the command, and that's how the Israelites actually did. And Zerubbabel, with the center of Zerubbabel, Haggai, and with all other people, there was the church restoration was taking place. However, the people of Israel for over 70 years, they were so exhausted with their captivity life, and everything was gone and taken away, and they were having a hard time. Then through King Cyrus, so you have to go back to Israel, you really have to go back and then have the rebuild the oldest temple, and all this gate should be rebuilt, and you really have to prepare the temple to worship. That's the command. Then they actually went to Jerusalem, and that's where they actually rebuild. Then people were actually really cared about the place for the worship, and then they were really thankful. Then all the joy of this rebuilding, of construction of the temple was really heard by the people really far away from the Israelites. But then they are actually enjoying and rejoicing the God's word. Then little by little, again, they became the centered with the people and centered with all these physical things. The church, constructing the church, rebuilding the church, is not really the time. Then they really said, "It, we finally came out from the captivity, and what kind of temple should we really have?" They really started talking about that, and many people are actually feeling that way. So that's why they started resisting that. The humans are very strange. We have very strange faith. Through the non-believer, the King Cyrus, they returned to the Jerusalem, and they were actually got free, set free, and to really worship God. And then that's why they're actually rebuilding the temple. That's the blessing they have received. But after the captivity, then they fall into the physical things again. We are so weak, and then we don't have money. What kind of temple should we rebuild? That's how they actually changed their mind. So they actually came out from the captivity. However, and their physical body was actually in the Jerusalem, but then their thought and mind are not yet coming out from the captivity. Then all the mind and thoughts is still worldly, and they are actually blocking the church construction. So these Israelites actually came out from Babylon, but they started saying that it's not yet our time schedule to have the rebuilding the temple. Then what they were trying to do, they tried to build their house first so that they can actually live. For the sake of the living, they actually started building the house. If we can live, then I can actually have the building. If I have money, then that's how we can actually have the church construction. What did they miss? That God's command will be fulfilled by God. But this mission and this commandment actually disappear in front of their life, the reality of their life. Even if God says that we have to rebuild the church, rebuild the temple, they really have to have the oneness in that commandment. That is the God's will. That's why God set them free, coming from the Babylon, and then went back to their own home. But they missed that. But they started saying that we have to live first. Let's have our house. Let's build our house first. Then when we have some, you know, spare money to spend, and then maybe that's why we can actually start thinking about the rebuilding the temple. Maybe it can be true for us, because we have the reality, we have the difficulties to eat, we have to educate our kids, we have to pay all these fees, food expenses, all this reality that we have, and then reality of Israel had are the same. So our priority became changed. So what was the first message? Enter into Jerusalem. It's important to rebuild the temple before that temple building. You really have to restore your own spiritual state. It's not because you cannot really rebuild the church just because you don't have money. It's rather about your spiritual state. So all of us are having a hard time. But from in the future, the Jesus Christ will come as our Lord. And this kind of thing was actually given. Oh, the sword of the world, of the heaven. And then Jesus will come soon. But it's not about the weapon, it's not about the horse. So even without the war, then he will really have the peace. Then through Zechariah, that was the message that had been really declared to the people. When you really have the walk of faith, what's the first thing that you have to restore is the spiritual restoration. Then we can restore everything. If we don't, then it will go back. If we don't have that, then we will always go back to the physical things. It's very difficult. I'm sick. I feel tired. I have nothing. Zechariah said that you are free now, but now why you have to understand why you have to build the temple. Over 70 years, and then worship was not given. The prayer was not given. We just really lost all the place to do those things. Just because the temple was broken, first and most, we have to restore the spiritual things, spiritual temple. That is the message of the Zechariah. You have, God bless you, to restore that. Israelites, why the Israelites became the captivity? What's the reason? They didn't know, they missed it. What's the fundamental reason? Why did they become the captives? Because they didn't receive the God's command, then they rather bow down before the idols in Babylon. They were actually worshiping and serving the Gentiles and all these impure spirits. They were serving impure spirit, evil spirits through the idol worshiping. That's why God actually God didn't really abandon them, but God actually gave them tell them that you have to come back. Why did they really have the problem? Because God really wanted to show that they have to return to God. 70 years. So God really took them to go back. So first thing they had to restore was the spirituality. That which means that the relationship with God. You had the spiritual restoration, which means that you have restored the relationship with God. So you're God's child, your spiritual relationship had been really changed because God is the one who will be responsible for your life. Because you have really restored the relationship with God, and God is the one who will be really guiding you. That is what we call the spiritual restoration. In your life, it may go up and down, ups and downs, but God is the one who give you the skills, all this wisdom, and then you can really overcome all these hardships. Then he will actually give you all that strength to overcome those things. And then you have to have that kind of faith. This is my reality because of these problems. You really have to go back to spiritually. I'm the God's child. God is really with me. God is with me, and because He is with me, all these things are already done. Then all the things that have been really restored, the spiritual things were restored, then they can actually overcome everything, because that spiritual restoration means that everything had been restored. Then Zechariah actually sharing this kind of word of God. You have to restore the relationship with God. So there physically they return to Jerusalem, but their mind and heart was still captivated. now finally we are out of the Babylon, then what kind of restriction should we really have? So their faith, believing God, that faith didn't really come back with them because they fall into their own reality. As for you, also because of the blood of covenant with you, I will set your prisoner free from the water. Let's speak. So you really then say to them, return to me, Zechariah 1:3. Return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. You're poor, you don't have money, you don't have any strength and any skills to rebuild the temple. But if you return to me, I will give you, I will return to you, then I will restore everything for you. So we are not only having the physical things. So if you can count the cash, then you will feel like you have money. But if you don't have cash, then you don't have money. That's what you will feel. Then that's how you're going to be stressed out. And that's how you're going to have the pains. If they go to the bank and then they will probably practice how to count all the bills. If I can feel, if I can touch it, if I can confirm it physically, if I can really able to see it, then that's how you can actually confirm the position. But God is not really going to do through the word of God. With the word, he will give you the promise. So first thing you grab hold on to should be the word of God. I can touch it and I really did possess. It's not really like that. First and most, you have to grab hold on to the covenant, the word of God. You really have to have that faith to be restored. Then based on that faith, and then everything will follow it. But our nature, it's not the nature of the belief and trust. It has to be seen. If I cannot touch it, I don't know. But in the point of view of God, that's what we call the disbelief. God first gives you the promise. Then if you grab hold on to the God's promise, and God is the one who will work upon us. So that's how we can actually confirm that he actually did it. You will have to restore that faith. So all this confession is not really wrong because it's all based on their own reality. So we cannot say it's wrong. Yes, they actually came out from the captivity like right now. Then King Cyrus didn't really know our situation, but he said that you have to return and rebuild the church temple. Was it the word of the King Cyrus? No, it was not. His word, he was actually just used by God, and he was the one, King Cyrus was the one who declared the word of God. But our reality, we are super sensitive. They have lots of concerns, worries. So if God is really with you, you can actually have the faith of confession of your faith, because this is God's promise. God is the one who really promised with me to be with me. He is the one who give me the strength. He was the one to really restore my financial situation and blessings. That's how they actually really could return to God. You have to return to God. It's not about what you feel. You can count. It's all about your faith toward God. Then that's when then God will be really working upon them. But the Israelites lost hold of that. How can we really do this? So they have so much difficult times. And God will really say, so Israelites, actually only 15 days later, they really needed to go to the land of Canaan. But they actually took 40 years. Why did they really go around and around and around making circles? Because they didn't really know about God. They didn't believe in God. They even witnessed God's miracles, but they still can't believe in God. So through Moses' 5 books, how much disbelief did they really have so that he actually will bring out all this Genesis and then talking about it? How much disbelief did they actually have that he'll be talking? Of course, it's thankful for us to really receive these 5 books of Moses, but Israelites didn't really understand. So if you can really believe in God, there will be the miracles, there will be the work of God. So that's what you really have to restore as your blessings. So today we have to, 2 Timothy 2, all the people to be saved and to be come to the knowledge of the truth. That's what God really wants to do. Verse 5, for there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. God really wants all the people to receive and believe in Christ. Because then through that, all these things for the human will be really restored. Please ask this question to yourself. Did you really return to God? Did He return to you? You have to restore that. Then He really restored the promise of Christ. So He really restored the covenant. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. If you really look at the book of Matthew, when Jesus actually entered to the Jerusalem and then he actually took the donkey, why did he do that? What did it mean? So there's no one who would really ride on the donkey and then try to fight. In this world, and then people try to conquer using the strong things. But Jesus actually took the female donkey to really give the peace. It's not about the military power to conquer the nations, conquering the country and the nation. If we really do that using the military power, then can we really conquer? But Jesus rather wanted to have the peace. Without the fight, without the war, I can give you the peace. So He is the one, He is the Lord who will give us who will give us the peace. Zechariah 11:11-13. Zechariah, Jesus actually took the donkey to enter to the Jerusalem. Then there was a communion. Then Iscariot Judah sold. There was the prophecy that Judah will really betray. Then Zechariah actually had the among you guys, and there will be the one who will sold the Jesus Christ for the 30 coins of gold. Please read that. Zechariah 12:10. Whom they have pierced, they shall mourn for him. And Zechariah was actually prophesying that Jesus who will really die on the cross. And 13:1, on that day, there shall be a fountain opened for the house of David. And Jesus Christ will come, and all this impureness will be forgiven. So Zechariah was actually prophesying all these things before Jesus actually came. He actually really said all these things as if he saw it. So Zechariah really said, as a priest, he is the king, as the priest, he will come to destroy all the darkness. And through Jesus Christ, the royal priesthood, that's how they're going to be changed into. That is what he actually prophesied. Who is Jesus? The one who completed our salvation, who gave us the salvation. Because of the sin, we have no choice but to belong to the hell. But as the one who will crush the head of Satan, as the peace of God, they really came. He really came as the Messiah. So that's how that Zechariah actually prophesied. Then what did they really prophesy and then restore? After the captivity, they really restored the temple. They really restored that this temple really means the Christ. They should really restore the relationship with God, the word, and then worship. That's why God really actually have the command that you have to really start rebuilding. So how important, how precious it is that we actually have the place to give worship, place to pray, all these things. If you really restore the relationship with God, and then everything can be really restored. That's the first message. The second, like that, you profess, so you restore the spirituality, you restore the prayer, and then all the places will be really, will be evangelized, will have the blessing of missionaries, missions. So you will have the missions for the world. Zechariah 2:11. Mm-hmm. So many countries, many nations, likewise also women should adore themselves in them. So all these people, so if they really have all this place of the worship, then they will be all coming to that place. Then they will really restore that relationship with God. So all the churches exist for the sake of the missions. You have to have the missions. Zechariah 8:11-13. I will not deal with the remnant of this people as in the former days, declares the Lord of hosts. So they're looking for, they're searching the God. Then they will come to receive the grace of God. Please pray for our as a gospel church. There won't be anyone who is poor. No one who don't have any power. All of us should really be used to revive the non-pastoral churches and Japanese denominations. So we should really restore our spirituality. King Prophet Zechariah, that's what he was actually talking about. So the missions will be done for by what? Our efforts? Our hard work? No. So we don't have any power. So what? The Lord said, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. Which means that then the Acts 1:8, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses till the end of the earth. So the mission is to really revive the all powerful nations and all these nations, and these people will come back to God. But can we really just use our might? Not by might, not by power, but by the Holy Spirit. You have to receive the Holy Spirit. That's the missions. So Zechariah actually enjoyed what he prayed. Zechariah 8:3 then said the Lord, I have returned to Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. The Jerusalem shall be called the faithful city on the mountain of the Lord of hosts. So because of this, through this, Word of God and everything can be healed. So 70 years later, and they actually came back. They even went back to Jerusalem, but they said it's not our time yet. Their own situation, their own environment, that's what they're really thinking of. Then they forgot about God. They couldn't really do anything about missions. So same thing with your So it's going, it really seems like it's impossible to have the walk of faith. What should we build? We should really have the courtyard of the healing. By the word of God, we can actually have the healing, because God's word is really active and alive. Thus said the Lord, I have old men and old women shall gain set against it in the streets of Jerusalem. They're all over the place. They're old people and then some people, but each with stuff in hand because of great age. Though the same, if you have all the, if you have the stuff and all that, can we really, all these people who are really sick, and can really go around and evangelize? There will be more important thing is that we really have to pray to God, and then we can actually change. So we should really have the courtyard of the child. Then we really have the courtyard, the temple. We have all the games, all this around the Shinjuku area, like the street. All these people who really have all this stress, they really have all the fight with the parents. All these kids, youth, are gathering here. Then they really call themselves the family. But what they do is, and all these mafias, the Japanese mafias, will just use all these youth. Then they're really trying to do the business, sexual businesses. Then all the policies will be kind of guiding all this. And we call them Toyoko kids. All these people should really come to church, even if they left the houses, even if all these people really left from home, they should really enter into, they should really come to hear how precious they are. And for the sake of the missions for their, for themselves, then at the church, we can actually train them to really revive all these people around them. So God really gave this kind of blessings and a covenant to the Israelites, and then he took them out from the Babylon. So we should really restore our mission. Zechariah 8:22. Many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to entreat the favor of the Lord. So all these powerful nations from the US, it will be the drug problems. In Japan, it will be the sexual problems and then mental problems. So all these people, it's very difficult for them. It's very severe. If there is a church with this, all this model of the system, then these people might really come and say, we should really have, please revive them. That's why God is really told them that they have to restore the temple. And lastly, Zechariah 8:23 says the Lord of hosts, in those days 10 men from the nations of every tongue shall take hold of the robe of the Jew. saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. All other time, the people that they will use, they will speak some other languages. So that was all this, the courtyard of the Gentiles. All this courtyard for the seniors and the healing and the next generations and Gentiles. So Zechariah actually prophesied all these things. So you and I should really grab hold on to this kind of covenant. Yesterday we had an interview. What do you think about the churches in Japan? How many churches have the Sunday school? Percent of the church don't really have the department of the children, youth, and no college. There's no Sunday school, therefore there's no youth. And we had all this interview. Now, they were really, he said that they are aching more. So all the churches in Japan, that's why it's the door of the church, door of the seminary also are closed. Some people, 40 to 50, 30 people, 30 years. So some of them really said that they really had the wrong way of missions. So this church is very, very important because you only stay here. You may not know what's really going on outside, but you gotta really know how important this church is. Why God even had this school? We came to Jerusalem. We were actually free from the captivity. Then this message you really have to grab hold on to. Then we really have to believe in God. Then we should really have the hope of this country. Then that's what God really wants us to do. And He actually told us to go up to the Jerusalem. And God is really working upon like that. Some pastor said that the Uchimura Kanzo in Japan, he was really great. He actually tried to have the church as a Japanese person. He had many like great activity and all that, but he was not really for the tangible church. He was for the intangible church. If there is no church, tangible church, and it's difficult for us to have the continuation because there won't be any gospel movement. So I can't really say that he was really good person, great person. He had this great interpretation. I read his books. He had the great theologians, the pride of the pastors in Japan. So they really think that all this, the level of the knowledge is actually up, better than Korean. But you really have to see all this flow and the results and causes. So all of us are gathering here to give worship, give offering, we praise, we prayed. We had the communion, they had the study, Bible study. They have all these things, but then all the churches in Japan, they're just done with, they'll finish with themselves. They listen to the gospel, and that's it. But they never really said and shared all these things with the people that they are really surrounded by. That's why this situation right now, current situation, really appeared. You shouldn't just stop and then finish with the grace that you had. You have to say it. Doesn't really matter if that person will listen or not, because it's your responsibility to say. Because there are the many people who are really predestined for the sake of the God's eternal life. But just because you haven't told them, you haven't really came to them. And there are many people, and hiddenly, they are really thinking of reviving Japan. That kind of people you have to meet and then raise them up. If you can really revive them, then that's how we can actually revive Japan. So you would have to be victorious with the covenant of the Zechariah throughout the first service. Thank you for giving us the covenant of Zechariah. God really called us and even told us to return to God for the sake of the rebuilding the church. We will not really listen and look at the reality of our life. Please give us the grace to do that. We have the courtyard of the Gentiles, next generations, and the seniors. Let's really be able to revive the Japanese denomination, Japanese churches. Please give all these blessings to all the members of the Gospel Church. Thank you in Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.